Pei Tes Amud Aleph. Mishnah says like this: Ein Mamisin Oisai Leiv Bezdin Shabi Iroi VeLeiv Bezdin Shabi Yavna. So this is talking about a Zaken Mamre, right? So Zaken Mamre, we didn't kill him where he was, right? So we last Mishnah we saw the whole process of how he started in his own town, and they went up, they escalated the matter. So we don't kill him in his town. VeLeiv Bezdin Shabi Yavna, and not even Bezdin Shabi Yavna. Rashi says because even though the whole Sanhedrin was there, so he had a full Sanhedrin of 71. That still wasn't good enough. Elamano is to the Bezdin Hagadol Yerushalayim. It has to be to Bezdin Hagadol in Yerushalayim. And Mishamin I said at the Rego. So the Tanakhama holds, we hold him there until Yontif. Misan I said Rego, because everyone was there then. So they would dafka kill him on the Rego. Shinemar, because the Pasuk says, the Chola Am Yishmu Viro, below Yisidunoit. The Pasuk says about Zakin Mamre, that everyone should hear about what he did wrong, and this way they won't follow his ways. So that's why we should wait until Yontif. Tibir Rakiva, Azadok Rakiva. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Ein Ma'anu Esadin Esdinoy Shalzeh. He says if we're gonna schlep it out that long, it's not fair to this guy, right? So he was Zaken Mamre. Yeah, he deserves his Chayim Misa, but to schlep it out could be up to 6 months to wait till Yontif.
So Ein Ma'anu Esadin is one
day. If he holds Ma'anu, right. Okay. Rukibidin wasn't bothered by it. So, but here Rabbi Ma'anu Esadin Elamisin Esay Miyad. So we'll kill him right away. As our mezzel is even done the same day, we know the process from the first right from earlier in the mesechta. You got to wait. We have to wait one day, and then they go to the next morning and they fast. We know the whole story. So how is Rabbi Yehuda Mekayim the pasuk? Right, we kill him right away. So how are we going to be Mekayim Mechol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro that everyone should hear and they should be scared? So we're going to send around a group email to Gantz Klal Yisrael and tell them that this guy is getting killed, this person is getting killed because he's Zaken Mamre, and they shouldn't do it, and they'll prevent from doing them further. So what they say, Ish Plenim is Chayiv Misa and Bezdin, they say this person is Chayiv Misa and Bezdin. Okay, Zakta Gemara, Marvin brings a Bryce that's very similar to our Mishnah. Tarnav Bar, Ema Misa Noyster, Levi Bezdin Shabi Yuroi, Levi Bezdin Shabi Avne. They won't kill him locally where he is, and we won't even kill him in Yavne, even though Sanhedrin is there in Yavne. We bring him up to Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and we guard him there, in jail, until Yontif. We kill him Davka on Yontif, or Yontif time, Shenemar, because the pasuk says that everyone should hear and be scared. So that's what Rekiva says, that we wait until Yontif. So Amar Leih Rabbi Yehuda, right? So Yehuda told him, we don't have this part in our Mishnah. V'chinemar yiru v'yiru. Does it say that everyone has to see and be scared? It says everyone should hear and be scared, right? It says everyone should hear and be scared. So they don't have to be there. They don't have to see it to be scared. They can hear, right? So we can send messengers out, and that'll be Mekayim yishmu v'yiru.
V'alei nemar.
So maybe that's one of Rebbe's tainus, right? It says that you should hear and be scared. So why should we stretch it out? Why should we ma'an the din? Why should we stretch it out and not punish him right away? So we should kill him right away. And then we'll send a message to everyone that says that this person was chayiv misa in Bezdin. So Ramazal is right. There are two issues here, right? Because on the one hand, we should kill him right away. But on the other hand, we want people to know right away about what happened.
So we're killing him before we notify the people.
Right.
Killing him right away, and then right. We're able to kill him.
Right. According to Yehuda.
The word Ishpain is Chayiv Misa Bezdin is not necessarily mashma that way.
So how does he reconcile the Baraisa Rabbi Yehuda then?
He is the Baraisa. He's both in the Mishnah and the Baraisa.
There's one additional problem.
Yeah.
Because it says common kindness. So what do you do? The villagers too? Even if you say they mean the villagers too, they mean Kotaris too, they mean Kotaris too.
Right.
The real problem is, how about the people who aren't in any Makom that are on their farm? If they go off,
what?
Then they'll hear.
It's a two-day. It's a two-day custom. Like Rosh Kodesh.
How does it keep attached to the pasuk? Why does he want year over year? He says, how do they hear about it? First of all, even by Lila Regal, not everyone was there. The people that are potter from Lila Regal. The other people will hear. But you're right. He doesn't. I don't know. We have to find another Bryce to find the answer.
Yishum Biro means it comes at the same time. Remind Yishum Biro, according to Rabbi Akiva, means it comes at the same time.
So, I think what's also more relevant is that what happens by other times that we wait until the regal, right? We had by Mrs. Midiach, right? The guy who's cleansed a lot of people do have a desire. We also waited until Yontif, right? We had the Chasrein Sashas, that with Yeshu they waited till Yontif. So there we don't have the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda.
The problem is just
the
like the basis. Oh. So
okay, very good. Okay.
So who's
so that works in the mission, not the Brisa. Yeah.
So who's saying that they should do it immediately, and who's saying that they should kill him and wait?
Rabbi Akiva says wait till Yontif.
I thought that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. You said he was the Brisa. You said he wrote the Brisa. Says the Chachamim taught in the Brisa, no?
Okay. So the first one in the Brisa is Rabbi Akiva.
They do not execute.
We wait until the regal. That's Rabbi Akiva. Both in the Mishnah and the Brisa. Rabbi Akiva says wait. Rabbi Yehuda says don't wait.
Oh, Rabbi Akiva is a Brisa. I misunderstood.
They're both. It's the same opinions. Both in the Mishnah and the Brisa.
I got you.
Rabbi Akiva says to wait. Rabbi Yehuda says not to wait.
Okay.
Zok the Gemara Vayter. Tan Rabbanon. Tan Rabbanon. Arba Tzrichim Achraza. So there are four types of Mises Bezdin that need to be announced. Hamesis, like we just said, right? Someone who does Kvin Zabil Dulav Adzara, Uben Seru Meire, and Zakin Mamre, and Edom Zoymin. So all these need Hachraza. Besides for the actual death, they need to announce, they'd have a little town crier go out in front of them and say, "This he's dying for this and this reason. We're calling for this and this reason." But Kul Ksivahu V'chol Ha'am. Right? So by all of them it says V'chol Ha'am, or it says V'chol Yisrael. It says v'chol ha'am or v'chol Yisrael. That's why. How do we spread it out, right? Maybe not everyone was in Bez and no one saw him get killed. So we have a achraza. We have a town crier that'll say it. So be'edim zoyimin k'siv v'hanisharim. But by edim zoyimin, it says only the remainder. It doesn't say that chol Yisrael. It says v'hanisharim yishbu yiro. The ones who remain should do. Why is it only those who remain? Because the loy kuli am l'chaz l'zadusa. Not everyone is suitable for edus. So it's only nisharim. It's not chol Yisrael. It's only nisharim.
So this really goes against Rabbi Akiva. This Rabbi Akiva is obviously chelik on this bris because the ma'isa that we see the other three cases we don't actually wait for.
So ma'isas we do. No ma'isas we do every other.
The whole bris is all like the Mishnah. No, it says achraza. According to
Rabbi Akiva, there's no achraza.
There's no achraza.
Whoever's there is there.
Why wouldn't you want the people who are disqualified from being so momentous?
Because they won't be zomim anyway, right?
Let's
so they can't be right. That's half the population. A woman there can't testify anyway. So we're not trying to warn her. She's not be warned or anything.
Right. So they may change their ways. They might not gamble anymore. They might not do whatever.
Yes.
Anymore. They can.
Yeah.
So you.
Well, you're assuming that if they do tshuva, I think we had a discussion rather early in the Masechta, whether if they do tshuva, they actually now become actually back better.
Right.
Edom zomim is only in the case of mitzvah.
But I thought that
all
edom zomim
just.
Oh, any edom zomim.
Even if it's mamon, that's
a chaza. I thought we said that they.
Yeah, it's hadavar hara. The pasuk says lo yosifu la says hadavar hara. Just do this evil thing. Any edom zomim is what have a chaza.
But did we say that they? That, I don't remember the outcome of that. Of when, let's say they do tshuva, did they say that they actually can testify? Can I remember the outcome of
it? I don't recall
that.
The problem with Rashi, because he brings down the Suli Rabbana. Because the question is going on the Suli Rabbana. He doesn't bring down Rashi.
Well, because women are suitable for Edus for certain things, for Ishus. Get them.
You can't have like design.
Okay. It's a good kasha. Let's see the next Mishnah. Talk to the Mishnah. Navi HaSheker. So this we had earlier in the Masechta also. Navi HaSheker. So we're talking about people who get chenek. Right? So Navi Sheker gets chenek. What does this mean? So we're going to have six different types of Navi Sheker. Okay? So Navi HaSheker. Hamasnave Mashalei Shama. Or someone who says Nevius of something that he didn't hear from Hashem. Or a nevuah that came from Hashem but was not said to him. We're going to see in the Gemara what that is. Misasai bidei adam. So in those three cases, so if he's a navi sheker, or he says something that he didn't hear, or if he says something that wasn't said to him, then Bezdin kills him with chenek. What's the difference between Nabi Shaker and not? So I think we're going to have a little more clarity in the Gemara. What could be considered Nabi Shaker besides for someone who makes it up?
No, the Shaker?
Yeah. So the Braisa in the Gemara is going to say three different things. We'll see.
The article explains it.
Yeah.
It's an explanation of Nabi Shaker.
Ah, so it's only two cases. Okay, so the Braisa that's going on the Mishnah has three types of Nabi Shaker that Misas and Bidei Adam. That's why I was saying, it's three. So the article says it's two, it's fine, either way. But now we have three other ones. Koyvish is nuvasai, someone who has a nevuah but doesn't say it. Vamavatar al divrei navi, someone who says, "Hey guys, don't listen to the navi. He doesn't know what he's talking about." The navi should over al divrei atzmai. The navi says something and then he himself doesn't act on that. Misasai bidei shamayim. That's misasai shamayim. Shenemar anoichi edrosh miimai. Okay, the pasuk says I'm going to mun him. So this pasuk bidei shamayim. Fine.
This is someone who doesn't say is over what he heard,
right?
And then, like when someone comes to the town, they say Hashem's going to destroy the town. You got to change your ways. And
okay.
They don't do tshuva, then hands a shemayim.
Right.
That's what they're. That's
are you saying because people don't listen to him?
Yeah. People don't listen. This happens.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And I guess they do get destroyed.
Right.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Hamas nabi b'shemayim this gechavim. So, and this we had earlier in the Masechta also. Someone who says Nevuah in the name of Avodah Zarah, right? And he says, this is what Avodah Zarah says to do. Afilu kiven es halacha. The Tamei es hakamil atar es atar. So this guy sets up and he says that Zeus says everyone should put on tefillin today. Right? And it's like, okay, everyone should put on tefillin today. Right? But he's saying it b'shem Avodah Zarah, so he's going to get chenek also. Habal ishes ish. So someone who has bia with an ashes ish, kiven shenichnas el rishus habal the nesuin aval pishul nivala habal la'aris abechenek. So this Mishnah is saying that an ashes ish, so an erusin gets skila if she's an iron rasa, right? So when does she become no longer erusin? So as soon as she's sent towards as soon as she comes into the rishus habal, even though they didn't have they didn't consummate their marriage yet, okay. So Abola is a bechenek, and if someone has beer with her, then he gets chenek. The zaymin be bas koyin.
It's got to be like the same day.
Yes.
As soon as there's yichud.
Right.
Then it's like, okay, you just moved in and.
Right. Someone grabs her. Wow. Okay. The zaymin be bas koyin, and this we had back in Makkos. So a bas koyin shazin, so she gets shreifa. Right. The guy who has nus with her gets chenek. So in the zaymin, if they're edim zaymin on this relationship of the bas koyin to someone she's not married to, then they get those zoyim men get chenek also. So zoyim bas koyin ubayala and the boyal are also right. She gets one misa. Normally, him and her, we have got matching death sentences. Here we have an mismatched death sentences.
She gets strafa and
right.
He gets chenek, I guess.
Right, and the Mishnah says shekol hamuzmin makdim lois the misa. Anyone who's edim zoyim men gets that same death penalty. Zoyim bas koyin ubayala. Except for this one case, which is the outlier, that they don't, since he and her don't get the same punishment, so the Zoyman don't get the same punishment as her, they get the same punishment as him. Good.
Very good.
Okay, Zakta Gemara, Zakta Braisa, like this, similar to our Mishnah. Shloisha Misasha Bidei Adam, Ushloisha Misasha Bidei Shamayim. So the Braisa breaks it down like this, and that's why I was presenting the Mishnah also, that there are six types of Nabi Sheker, three of them Bezdin kills.
What happened? Why is this Mishnah and this are repeating themselves, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, from the very first, first Mishnah also had Ishish.
Oh, it also had Zoyim Bas
Koyin. Zoyim Bas Koyin. Yeah. So. Yeah. It's Loizu Afzim. Zak the Gemar. Yeah, Tanur Rabbanan. So the Braisa says there are six types of Nabi Sheker, three of them Bezdin kills and three of them Hashem kills. Bidei Shamayim, right? Shloish Misas Midei Adam, Shloish Misas Midei Shamayim. Hamas Nabi, Mashloi Shama. So someone who says something that he didn't hear, so he just flat out makes it up. And something that was not said to him, rather said to a different Navi. Mm-hmm. This is the case that the Braisa brings later, the Mishnah brings later, right? Guy says that Zeus says to put on tefillin today, right? Misasim de Adam, those Bezdin kills. The three that Misasim de Shamayim are
Hakoyvish. One of those we said otherwise. We said before.
Right?
The last one.
Where Zeus says put on tefillin?
No, he gets Chenek also in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, he gets chenek. It's just said separately. It's brought down separately, but it's the same punishment. Okay. So, what are the three that are bidei shamayim? Hakoyvish es nevuah. So, if someone doesn't say nevuah, that mabatar al debrei navi, a person doesn't listen to what the navi said. The navi shavar al debrei atzmei, a navi who doesn't listen to himself. He doesn't listen. He says, don't listen to that navi.
Right.
He gets up and he says, Eliyahu HaNavi is saying Nevuah about this. Right. Don't listen to Eliyahu HaNavi. That's Mevatar. Yeah. Nabi himself doesn't listen to his own words. He says Neshamayim, there's Mishnah Neshamayim.
Do we know what makes the Navi? Do we say that we said no. before? I mean, yeah. Whoever was here before.
Okay.
We didn't have an answer, but
there's a list of there's a way to.
I'm
test
saying someone gets somebody gets up and says in the name of Adizar, so who makes him a Navi? I'm saying he's obviously
If he's saying that it's a Nevuah, then he's claiming to be a Navi. Whether he is a Navi or not, it's a different story. But in these cases, he would be considered a Navi, whether he's a true Navi or a fake Navi.
I woke up one morning and just said I had uses the word Nevuah, all of a sudden it's Chayim Misa.
So we're going to see, maybe we'll back a little bit from the cases we bring down.
They'll wait to see if it's a positive thing or it's a negative thing. I forgot the rules, but there is a set of rules to know if someone is a Navi or not.
Right. But we're going to see, in the times of Eliyahu HaNavi, for example, right, they had the Nevi'ah Baal, the Pasuk calls them Nevi'im. The Pasuk calls them Nevi'im. They never did Nevu'ah in their life. Right? They never had a true Nevu'ah from Hashem. They called themselves Nevi'im. They prophesied as Nevi'im, so that's why they get the name as Nevi'im. Okay, so Manon Mili, where do we know this Braisa from? This 3-3 split. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Yehuda's name is Rav. Amar Karl, the Pasuk says, Acha Navi, Asher Yozid Ledaber Dover Bishmi. So the Pasuk says, right, it's the Pasuk in Devarim, talking about Navi Shekhar, says the Navi that is Yozid, that Bemezid says something in my name. Zamas Navi Lot Mashal Shama. This is talking about someone who says something that Hashem didn't say to him. I said, I never said this thing. Vasher Loit Tzivisiv is the same Pasuk, and that I didn't command him. That means that Hashem says, I told this to someone else to say, and he intercepted the message, and he said it himself. We're going to see an example in the Gemara. So that means I commanded his friend. That's someone who's Navi, a message for someone else that he intercepted. Also in that same pasuk, someone who says in the false God, that's someone who says the name of God. So those are the three Misa Bidei Adam. Mm-hmm. Okay? Those are the three Misa Bidei Adam. Uksiv, Umeis HaNav Yahu, and the Pasuk continues and says, and he shall die. Umeis HaNav Yahu. So Bezdin kills him. The Misa B'tar Estam, Eina El Achenek, this we had earlier also, any Misa that says Stam means strangulation. Fine. Those are the three Bidei Adam. The three that are Mishamayim, Akoyvesh Esavuasai, Mavater Al Debe Novi, Novish Al Debe Atzmai, Misazin De Shamayim. Those we say are Misazin De Shamayim. The Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk says, Vahayu Ish Asher Lishma Al Devarai, Asher Yidaber Bishmi Anech Yadar Shmiyimai. So it says, Vahish Asher Lo Yishama. So it says, the man who will not listen, Kori Be Lo Yashmiya. So we have a Kriyan Ksiv, we can read it, Lo Yashmiya. The Kori Bei Lo Yishama. It could be read Yashmian, it could be read Yishma. El Devarai, to my words. Uksiv Anochi Edrash Mi'imoi Bidei Shamayim. So there the Pasuk says, so again, the Pasuk ends off saying, Asher Yidaver Bishmi, right? Anochi Edrash Mi'imoi, I will seek them out. I'm going to find them. And Hashem said, I'm going to take care of business myself, so to speak.
So
right?
You get all three from this one pasuk then?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, we get the first three from the first pasuk. We get these three from this pasuk. Because all these cases, he didn't listen to what Hashem said. So if he says something and it doesn't keep it, Hashem says to put on tefillin, he doesn't put on tefillin, right? So that's him. Or if he is...
He doesn't tell people
right?
to put on tefillin.
Right? Or if he tries to tell people not to listen to a different Navi... There he's also making Lash Yashmiya. He's trying to make the Navi not being listened to. Oh,
right.
So Havatir and Abar al Dibirat are the same, learned from the same part.
Yes, all three from the same pasuk.
Right. Well, same words in the pasuk.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just interpret it differently. Is that the same way with the first one, or are there three different pasuks? I don't remember now.
So the first one was three different parts of the same pasuk.
Right.
Yeah, those are three explicit. Okay. So, and this is gearing us up for Chelek. Right, Chelek talks a lot about Nach. Yeah, you got to know all your stories in Shaifdin and Malachim and all this stuff. So this is what we have over here. Okay, Hamisnave Mashal Shama. So what's the case of Hamisnave Mashal Shama? So Kigoyin Tzidkiyo ben Kenana. Like Tzidkiyo ben Kenana. What's the story? The story is like this: is that Achav. Achav was a bad guy married to Yizevel. Right, Achav was a wicked king. Right. So he was married to Yizevel, and he went and he teamed up with the he was the Malchei Yisrael. He went and teamed up with the Malchei Yehuda. Who was the Malchei Yehuda at the time? It was we have it in a minute. It was
Yehoshaphat?
Yes, it was Yehoshaphat. Very good. So the Jewish king, right, the Malchei Yisrael at the time, was Yehoshaphat. And they were going to team up together to go fight. Right. The Jewish, right? What we call Yehudi, right? So they were joining up to go fight against the king at the time, Melech Aram.
So we're I'm just.
Yeah. So we didn't get to, we didn't start the Gemara yet.
Yeah, Tzidkiyah is.
So we didn't get Tzidkiyah, I didn't mention yet. We have two kings so far. We have two kings. Yeah. We've got the king of the 10 tribes, king of the 2 tribes. Okay. Yehoshaphat was king of the two tribes. Achab was the king of the 10 tribes. They joined forces in a rare occurrence. They joined forces to fight against the foreign king. Okay?
Okay.
Now, so he tells him, so this Tzidkiyah ben Kenana was a bad guy. It was a Nabi Sheker. And he went like this. So the Pasuk says, "D'chsid v'yans le'tzidkiyah ben Kenana karnei barzel." So he made out of iron, he made horns out of iron. Or the horns of a ram out of iron, or whatever. I didn't see any pshat, what the actual horns were. Again, my utter lack of knowledge in Navi. But they went, and he did this as some sort of sign to say that we should go fight against this foreign king. Okay? So, my Havalei Lemevad. So, the Gemara asks, my Havalei Lemevad. Right? So Ruach Nova is a Tisei. Dichsiv, Ayyim Hashem. So, this is the problem. So Achav was a bad guy. Achav had killed Navos, right? The famous story with the Navos had this beautiful vineyard, right? And Achav went and killed him, right? And his devil said, don't worry, I have an Eitzah, and they brought the false witnesses. One of the more famous stories, okay? So this is the problem. So the Gemara is saying that Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, why was he messed up? Because Ruach Navos had to say, Dichsev, Ayyomer Hashem. Hashem said, Mi yifta es Achav. Who is going to appease Achav? The Yal, the Yipol, Baram, is Gilad. Yeah, okay. But seduce then, him. And he's going to go, because Hashem wanted him to fall in this battle.
I understand, but now you have Navos, who's going to be saying something's going to happen that's not going to happen, even though it's a true prophecy. Now he's going to look like a false prophet.
Right. Navos is dead already.
Oh.
But this Tzidkiyah ben Kenana was alive. So Hashem was setting up Achav to get killed.
I know, but
how is he going to set him up? By sending him to war. So Tzidkiyah was a pawn used in Hashem's plan to get Achav to go out to war.
That makes him look like a false prophet.
He was. That's exactly. That's the more of that question. My Havel Leva. What was he supposed to do?
Right.
Hashem set him up.
Okay,
so Biyotzer Ruach Vayamad Lnei Hashem. Right. The pasuk continues. Vayomer Ani Afatenu. So Tzidkiyah ben Kenana says, "I'm going to be the one. I'm going to seduce him." Vayomer, as Hashem said, "Tefata v'gam tuchal." Save Azaken. It says, "Do it, and you'll be successful." Right. So now that he had this ruach and nevuah, and he was basically Hashem set him up.
I know, but the truth is, it's not a false prophet. I mean, he's not. If Hashem told him this,
yeah,
then he's really giving over. So,
that's the Gemara's kasha.
The ruach, Hashem didn't do it.
Well, Hashem set him up. Yeah. Hashem set him up, but there's the Ruach Novos that tricked him.
So right. Ruach Novos is not a Nevuah from Hashem.
Right. He was set up to something. The Gemara's cash is he was set up.
Okay.
So Amar Yehuda, my say. So the Pasuk says, say mimichisatzi, go from my inner imchitza. Right? He's talking to my Novos. My Ruach. Amar Yechanan, Ruchai Shalud Novos Yisraeli. Okay, Ramazal said, Hashem was talking to Novos, go away from me, meaning like this. As Mark was pointing out, the Nevuah came from both from Hashem, so to speak, and from Novos. It was tainted by Novos, let's say. Right? So to the extent that Hashem kicked Novos out, it was no longer from Hashem. If it wasn't from Hashem, now it was a bad Nevuah. It was a bad Nevuah, so yeah, so Hashem set him up, but ultimately he said a bad Nevuah. So Hashem said, we do more answers like this. It says Hashem told Nava, "Tzei mimichisasi, go away from near me," right? So when Hashem, so to speak, chased them away, that means anything
after.
He misinterpreted "Tzei mimichisasi." That's what he misinterpreted.
No. Navos was "Tzei mimichisasi."
Right.
Therefore, when he had a shtickle Navos in the Nevuah, it was botched up. It was a messed up Nevuah.
Right. So, but my question is, did Hashem tell Novos to say this, and then he kicked them out afterwards, or he kicked them out and then Novos said it?
It's the same place. It's in the I think it's in the same. I think it's in the same general vicinity.
He said, "I'll be a liar, and a liar doesn't stand by Hashem."
Right. Okay.
Okay,
yeah, it's right in the same place. It's the same pasuk right there. There's 1, 2, 3. There's all the same sukkim. Right there, Hashem says, same mikzasi. So the same spot. Hashem kicked Novus out from his inner sanctum upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Before or after he gave him the prophecy?
Say simultaneously.
I think it makes a difference. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, so but why was he messed up? What was he supposed to do? Right? Now that he was tricked by Novus, mm-hmm. right? What was he supposed to do? So Havelei Lamedak Rabbi Yitzchak, he should have been Medayak like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, Signoin Echad, Oile Lekama Nevi'im, Ve'enshin Nevi'im Esnaim Signoin Echad. So Rabbi Yitzchak says like this, that one idea, one concept of Nevu'ah can go to many Nevu'im, to many Nevi'im, okay? But every Navi can't come out with the same result. Meaning like this, I actually have a... What? Each is going to absorb it differently. There's a great mashal I heard many years ago.
But that's if it comes to them.
Right. There's a famous song, Ferry Jacques. Right. Ferry Jacques,
the French.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's translated in every in like, you know, in 100 different languages. So when every language sings it, right? So at the end there's a bell ringing, a bell tolling, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you call a bell tolling? Right? It's the same sound. So in every language that Frère Jacques is translated in, the sound of the bell is different, right? So in America, we call it ding-dong, ding. And in French, they use a different ping-pong-ping or whatever the case is. Every language hears it differently, but they're hearing the same bell,
right?
And every language says it different. So that's what happened by the Nevuah also. So Hashem's telling the same exact Nevuah. It's the same exact bell sounding, but everyone, based upon their personal experiences, based on their neshama, based on whatever they are, they hear it slightly differently.
That's
the advantage of the Navi.
That would mean that Novus would have to have gone to somebody else.
One second. Novus is dead, right?
But he's the one who...
He's somehow tainting this bell ringing. He's somehow tainting it.
But that means somebody else would have to have heard it, I'm saying.
So he heard it.
No, it's a concept. It's that you can interpret things differently.
This I understand.
Right,
but
so
that means another Navi would have to hear it to be able to interpret differently.
We're not discussing here whether five people interpret it differently. We're giving the concept here that Lamaisa, he chose to interpret it a certain way.
Yeah, but he's asking why didn't... So then...
But you're talking about multiple people.
You can only know if two people said the same thing.
Oh, you think if you had another say
who said? Who says it's not one... Right. Who says it wasn't...
So he's still... In other words, he's being held responsible, but if he's the only one who heard it, then there's no
way to hold him accountable.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what the Gemara is going to say.
That's why the police say that if a lot of witnesses say the exact same thing, they're all lying. Because no two witnesses are going to say the same thing.
Unless it's the Gemara that we've learned that they have to.
No.
But not exactly. It's true. Not exactly.
Right. Everyone's going to have their own thing.
You got the timing off by half hour. Right. Okay, very good.
The Rambam says that the Stein and Washam, they get pictures of their head.
Okay,
right.
We have the pasuk. The pasuk says, Moshe, right? That Moshe had a clear vision. Everyone else has a picture, right? From a frosted glass or some unclarity.
Right.
But let's take a step back. So the problem is like this, is that Achav brought 400 false Nevi'im to prophesize for this. One of these guys was Sidkia ben Kenana. So the Gemara is saying is that he should have known that if 400 people are saying the same thing, that it's off. That's the Gemara's answer.
Okay, so this answers my question.
Yes.
See, now I get it. Okay, very good.
Yeah, I didn't put it all together first.
No, but very good.
That's that. So there are 400 guys. One of them was the Sidkia ben Kenana, and he was the one who made these horns out of iron, right?
And they all prophesied. He had prophesied along with them. And then
right.
He said,
so
right.
He should have known.
He said first, and they all said the same thing.
Okay.
Otherwise, how can they be
right.
Clear?
So then, but otherwise.
Since they're all saying false, so you should see that this is a
right.
False. But did he know they were all false, or did he not
because
know?
They're saying the
no, but by definition, they become false. If everyone's saying the same thing, by definition, that's what we're saying. By definition, if everyone's saying the same thing,
then
they're false.
I mean, they said the exact same way.
Right.
They heard ding dong.
Exactly.
Heard ding-dong.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
They said there's going to be red blood on the horn.
Right.
Okay.
Okay,
so Next, no,
now
fine.
It all makes sense.
So now the Gemara is going to bring an example of how we know this lesson that what the two Nevi'im can't say the same exact thing. Avadya Amar Avadya, who was actually not Jewish, FYI, right? Zoyin libet. He was okay. Fine. He was a ger. Zdoin libcha hishiyacha. Right. That the zdoin libcha, the iniquities of your heart, hishiyacha. Those are the one who threw you off. Right. And Yirmiyah Omar, Yirmiyah was contemporary of Avadya, said tif lat techa hishi oisach zdoin libecha. So he said very similar. He said that the fear of the nations from you, that is what Hishi Yisach took turned you away,
right?
It's the only becha. Also, the iniquities of your heart, yeah. Right?
So they said them a little differently.
So they said the same thing in different words. So we're learning from there that two nevuim can have the same message from Hashem, but they're not. They can't say it the same exact way. If they say it the same way, right? Then we know it's differently. The Hani Midka Amri Kuli Kadadi. But these, and this is what I was saying before, these 400 Nevi'im by Achav, they all said the same exact thing.
Obviously, they're all.
Right. Since they're all saying the same thing, we know that they're all off the mark. So the Gemara asked, well, maybe, maybe Tzidkia ben Kanana, who messed up, he never knew this. This is maybe his first time in history. Right? So they said, no. Yehoshaphat, who was the king, have a Hassan the Kamaru, he was there and he said, Dhsiv, Vayirmayoy Shafa, Ha'im Poy Novi Lasham Oid. So he said, so again, I didn't finish the story, right? So Yoshafa was the king of the two tribes. Acha was the king of the 10 tribes. They said, you know what? We're gonna come together, even though we're enemies, come together to fight against this foreign king, right? So he says, okay, we have to figure out if this is a good idea or not. So Achav says, okay, I'll bring all my boys. So he brought 400 false Nevi'im, right? Yeshapha goes, he says, is there any true Nevi'im to come and be on my side? Right? So he says,
so
Amar Lay,
what? He knew that they were all false.
Yeshapha said, yeah. So Amar Lay, so Achav said to him, Ha'ika Kohani, he said, what do you mean? I brought all my guys. I've got busloads full of 400 of Nevi'im. What else do you need? Right? So Amar Le, Yeshava told Achav, he says, Avi Abba, this is what I was Makabu for my grandfather. He says, you could try to convince me that they're all true prophets if they were saying different things. Now that they're saying all things, he says, I already know.
So
I have Masoria
back from his
right, from David and Shlomo that we know
that
back.
That he didn't know.
Right.
So we knew that there were.
So Tzidkia ben Kanana was there. Yeshava said this, and he didn't back down. That's why he gets killed. Okay.
Wow.
New story. Habas Nabe Mashalei
Nemarloi. I'm saying there's really 400 Nevi'im, not just Tzidkia ben Kanana. The Gemara picked one person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 400.
Good question. What was so it seems like Tzidkia was actually a good guy. And he got, because the Gemara says that he got turned off. The other 400 were stamas like bad guys.
So they must have been killed too after the end.
Yeah,
he was the one who made the horns. They didn't have 400 horns.
Right.
Why is the horns? Oh, because he's the main. The
he's
main
saying, okay.
And probably they were imitating each other. So who said first?
Right.
But why is that? How could they do? They weren't mind readers.
But they all should die.
Yeah. Maybe they did die.
Did all these get asra? You can't give asra to somebody before they. You give asra before they. Every nevuah, you give asra.
So this is Mishnei Shemayim. This is someone who says someone else is Nevuah. Mishnei Shemayim. Okay. So, Hamasanam Ashley Nemarlai. Well, what's the case of Hamasanam Ashley Nemarlai? Kugain Hananya ben Azar. There's like Hananya ben Azar. The Koi Yirmiyah, Beshukha Elyon, Bekamar. So, Yirmiyah spent his whole life saying Nevuah, right? So, Yirmiyah was standing in one part of the Shukha Elyon. Okay? He was in the Shukha Elyon, and he said Nevuah like this. Koi Mashem Sevaka, Yisus Hashem said, Hinani Shreveres Keshes Elon. I'm going to snap. I'm going to break their keshes elam, their hardness. I don't know what the
keshes. I think is a bow.
This is an arrow.
Okay, their bow and arrow.
Keshes is a bow.
Okay, I'm going to destroy their bow. So nasa chananya kalachem
rebe atzmai. Elam, that was their main. The archers.
Okay.
The quarter.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to kill their main archer. So nasa chananya kalachem rebe atzmai. So chananya made a kavah chaymer. Ma elam shalei ba el Lazar as Bavel. Elam was all coming to help Bavel to destroy Klal Yisrael. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. He nishayv al keshes elam. On that, Yirmiyah Navi said, "Anuva from Hashem that I'm gonna snap their bow. Cast them atzmam. right? The Kathdians themselves, right? The which are actually from Bavel. Mm-hmm. Also, Iyu, Bishukat Haftan. So he, Alachas Kama Kama. Alachas Kama Kama. So also, Iyu, he went Bishukat Haftan. So he went to a different place, not far away. And he said like this, Omar Koyim Hashem, Shavartius Omal Bavel. Hashem says, I'm going to destroy Bavel. Right? So what is this? So he took upon himself to say over Yirmiyah's Navi, Yirmiyah's Nebuah,
as if he said it
in a slightly different way. That sounds like, that sounds not so kosher. Right? So I'm going to Papa Abaye. So Papa asks, this is what do you mean? Hi, Lachaveir Namulay Namar. This isn't a Nebuah that was said to Yirmiyah and he went and intercepted it. This Nebuah was never said. About the Bavlium, about the Kastim, was never said. Hashem said only about the Elam. Right? Only about the Elam. He didn't say about Kastin at all. So Amar Lay. Right. So Amar Lay, Kivan Dis Yayab Kavakhimer, Lamedrish, Kamandi Itmar Lay Dami. So since there was the possibility to say the Kavakhimer, is as if Hashem said this over to him also.
So if he would have said, this is what I heard from you in the yard, I'm making Kavakhimer, there would have been no problem.
Right.
Right.
He acted as if
it's a Nebuah. Right. But who knew Loi Nemar Loi? But Lamaisa, the Nebuah was never said to him. Right? The Nebuah was never said to Khanani Ben Azar, and therefore he was Chayim Misa. The easy one is who's Misnavi B'Shem Vaz Kechavim? That's Nevi Abal. They had Beli Onavi, right? They went and they said whatever they wanted to. Those are Nevi Abal. We'll just take a peek.
In that case, this would be an example because over there, there was no truth there. But if he says a true Nebuah,
the other one's easier too.
Nevi Abal,
right?
That is a true Nebuah, but the case of Nevi Abal wasn't a Nebuah at all. No, let's say there was a Navi Amos, and he decides to cover by the Zara, and he got a Nebuah from Hashem before he was Chayzer.
So you're saying, the Bryce has said that even if he says something to put on tefillin, if he says the right thing, yeah. Right? And here the Nevi Abal said the wrong thing.
Let's say he was a Navi Amos, and he got a Nebuah from Hashem, and then afterwards he decided to say that same Nebuah, the same Gabal, so he knows the and he got it from Hashem, so he said Hashem gets
me okay, right.
The next one's easy. It's just the one who suppresses the prophecy. It's the example of Yonah
Minveh. Right. I come the Amitai, like Yonah tried to not say the Nebuah, and that's why Hashem killed him.
What? He got killed?
No, he didn't. But
he was Chayzer B'Tshuva.
He was.